Dr. Pinsky was a female IME on Pauline, P-A-U-L-I-N-E, Ellenwood, E-L-L-E-N-W-O-O-D, Butler, B-U-T-L-E-R. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Butler, described in the reports listed above. Apparently, she is now a 68-year-old woman who again described she was injured working 2-12-10 when she slipped and fell. But as a result, she injured her left arm, wrist, hand, ankle, and lower back, and went to the emergency room afterwards. Apparently, she had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis, except for disc bulges. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Part of treatment previously included therapy and injections. Period. New paragraph. As per the additional medical records supplied, she received an order approving a settlement on 12/14/18. Period. She then reopened her claim. Period. New paragraph. And earlier MRI of the lumbar spine that was already available here was done on 11/14/16. Period is compared to a study of 11/2/14. Period, there was disc bulge with right central herniation at L5-S1, mildly narrowing the right lateral recess, semicolon. Disc bulge at T12-L1, comma, no central canal or foraminal stenosis. Period. On 3/5/17, Dr. Matson, M-A-T-Z-O-N, performed right elbow ulnar nerve in situ, decompression. Paired the postoperative diagnosis was right elbow cubital tunnel syndrome. Paired new paragraph. She was also seen neurologically by Dr. Boxman, B-O-X-M-A-N, on 6/26/19, at the referral of her primary care physician named Dr. Slotoroff, S-L-O-T-O-R-O-F-F, period. He noted the petitioner had a recent epidural injection by Dr. Pulse without additional improvement, period. Dr. Boxman concluded, he had cervical radiculopathy with bilateral C5-6, radicular features, comma, lumbar radiculopathy bilaterally with L5-S1, radicular features. But there was spondylosis with radiculopathy in the cervical and lumbar regions, period. He prescribed lidocaine patch and referred her for a cervical spine MRI, period. This study may have been done, but I do not see the report. But she did return to Dr. Boxman on 8/13/19, period. He ascertained that the pain in her neck radiating to both upper extremities first began about 5 months ago, period. He did not document the results of the cervical spine MRI, but recommended a lumbar MRI and EMG/NCV of both lower extremities. Period. She did have a lumbar MRI on 7/26/19 compared to a study of 11/14/16. Period. Insert those results. CAT scan of the right shoulder was done on 7/26/19, but not compared to any prior studies. Period. Revealed glenohumeral bone-on-bone osteoarthritis with severe remodeling. Period. New paragraph. She was seen by pain specialist Dr. Pulser on 3/4/21, period. He gave a diagnosis of lumbosacral radiculopathy, period. Given the change in the symptoms, he recommended a new MRI before determining treatment. Barrett returned to him on 7/20/21 by telemedicine. Period. She had undergo the updated lumbar MRI on 3/18/21. Barrett revealed disc herniation at L5-S1, stable in the interim, semicolon, mild disc bulges at T11-12 and T12-L1 are stable. Period. He discussed possible epidural injection, but she was reluctant to pursue this. Period. Paragraph, she did have a cervical spine MRI on 3/12/20 compared to a study of 11/2/14 to be inserted. Period. Ms. Ellenwood Butler also had a new lumbar MRI on 3/18/21 compared to a study of 7/26/19 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. She presented herself to the emergency room on 6/27/21 after being involved in a motor vehicle collision. Period. She had several x-rays. Scratch that. She underwent evaluation and was diagnosed with closed head injury, comma cervical strain, comma and arthrosis of the right shoulder. Period. Surgical history was remarkable for bilateral hip replacements and right carpal tunnel release as well as thyroidectomy. Period. She did undergo a CAT scan of the head compared to a study of 12/10/18. There was no acute intracranial pathology. Period. CAT scan of the cervical spine was also done with no comparison studies. Period. It did not reveal any fractures or dislocations. Period. X-rays of the ribs and chest were done. And showed no acute pulmonary disease or rib fractures. Period. X-rays of the right humerus showed moderate to severe degenerative arthrosis of the right glenohumeral joint, but no acute fracture or dislocation. Period. She was then treated and released. Period. New paragraph, at the referral of a chiropractor named Dr. Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, she had cervical spine x-rays on 7/6/21 to be inserted here. Period, the same day, she had lumbar spine x-rays to be inserted here. Period, Dr. Cohen also had her undergo thoracic spine x-rays to be inserted here. Period, new paragraph, on 7/7/21, at the referral of Dr. Cohen, she was seen by pain specialist Dr. Schreiber, S-C-H-R-E-I-B-E-R. Period. He noted the recent motor vehicle accident and performed an evaluation. Period. As a result of this accident, she injured her neck, left arm, and both lower limbs. Period. She had chronic neck pain since the accident, aggravated by the motor vehicle accident on 4/23/21. Period. He wrote she had a history of pain in the neck from a prior accident in 2018, which never fully resolved. Period. The most recent accident aggravated her neck. Period. He diagnosed myofascial pain, comma, cervical and lumbar radicular symptoms, comma, as well as sprains of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Period. He also diagnosed closed fracture axis, comma, odontoid process, semicolon, non-displaced fracture of the distal phalanx of the right thumb. period, he wanted her to continue with chiropractic care. Period. He recommended that she undergo MRI studies of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. Period. She was prescribed Norco, cyclobenzaprine, and ibuprofen. Period. New paragraph. On 10/8/21, she underwent flexion extension x-rays of the cervical spine to be inserted here. Period. That same day. Scratch that on 10/27/21. She underwent lumbar spine x-rays with a history of motor vehicle accident on 6/26/21 with low back pain and lower extremity radiculopathy. Period. Insert those results here. Period. She had a cervical spine MRI on 10/27/21 to be inserted here. Period. It was not compared to any prior studies. Period. The paragraph, she was also seen by Dr. Abrams, ABR, AMS on 10/28/21. Period. In addition to the motor vehicle accident on 6/26/21, she volunteered being injured previously in a slip and fall in 2010 for which she was no longer treating. Period. She also suffered from emphysema and hypothyroidism. Period. Dr. Abrams performed an exam and reviewed her diagnostic studies. Period. He opined that as a result of this 2021 motor vehicle accident, she had developed post-traumatic headache, post-traumatic concussive syndrome, closed head injury, post-traumatic cervical radiculopathy, and post-traumatic lumbar radiculopathy. Brady wanted her to continue with chiropractic care and refer to a psychologist. Period. She followed up with Dr. Abrams through 12/23/21. Period. She did undergo EMG / NCV study on 11/18/21. Period. Insert those results here. Period. This was done on both the upper and lower extremities. The actual interpretation of this study was not supplied by Dr. Abrams. Period. The paragraph, she did undergo neuropsychological evaluation by Dr. Aita, A-I-T-A, on 2/1/22. Period. He noted she experiences depression and anxiety with other associated symptoms. Period. She has difficulty with concentration, focusing, and becomes irritated easily. Period. She is hesitant in driving and traveling in vehicles. Period. He concluded she sustained a concussion without loss of consciousness, as well as post-traumatic anxiety and depression, consistent with other diagnoses of persistent depressive disorder associated with chronic pain, exacerbated, and anxiety disorder exacerbated since this accident. Period. He recommends she have neurological follow-up with Dr. Abrams, pain management follow-up with Dr. Lee, psychological follow-up with Dr. P-S-A-H-O-W, and continued chiropractic care. Period. Any paragraph. The petitioner had a spine surgical evaluation by Dr. Kirshner on 1/14/22. Curiously, she stated she did not believe she saw a chiropractor. Apparently, she did have physical therapy. After she slipped and fell on her back on 2/12/10. But she did see Dr. Pulser, Dr. O'Shea, Dr. Boxman with EMGs on her legs, done a couple of times. Period. Dr. Kirshner performed an exam and reviewed a series of lumbar studies beginning 11/14/16 through 3/18/21, all to be inserted here. Period. He recommended she have a new MRI of the lumbar spine since this intervening motor vehicle accident in June of 2021. Period. The petitioner thought she might have already had a new lumbar MRI and would drop it off for review. Period. On 1/16/23, he wrote he still had not been able to review a lumbar MRI after the most recent one. He reviewed from 3/18/21. Period. As of that date, she had a stable broad central disc herniation at L5-S1 causing mild stenosis. Period. However, he did not have any additional recommendations, either surgical or non-surgical treatment from the 2/12/10 accident. Period. However, he concluded that treatment would be attributable to the 6/26/21 accident in which her back and leg pain increased. Period. New paragraph. She was also seen psychologically by Dr. Pilchman, P-I-L-C-H-M-A-N. Period. Relative to the accident of 6/26/21, he deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. She was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Zook on 10/10/22, period. His diagnoses were status post-contusion of the left shoulder as well as left upper extremity sensory deficit at C6, period. However, he deemed no further diagnostic testing or treatment for the left shoulder is medically indicated and causally related to the injury of 2/12/10. Period. Physical exam. Extremity's upper right shoulder flexion was mildly limited to 165 degrees, but was otherwise full. Period motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Extremity's lower. She remained in her socks, complaining that her right second, third, and fourth toes were numb from neuropathy. Appeared she did have bilateral healed oblique scars about the hips, consistent with arthroplasties. The rest of that is normal. Cervical bilateral rotation was mildly limited to 60 degrees, but was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Thoracic inspection revealed a scoliotic curve concave to the left. For the rest of that is normal. Lumbosacral side bending right was full but elicited tenderness in her ribs. Period left side bending, comma bilateral rotation as well as flexion and extension were full without discomfort. Period impressions. Insert what's marked from my 2018 impressions section. Period. New paragraph since evaluated here. She received an order approving settlement and then reopened her claim. Apparently, she sought several different physician specialists, including neurology, pain specialist, psychologist, spine surgeon, orthopedic surgeon, and chiropractor and pain specialist. Period. Along the way, she was involved in what I believe to be 2 motor vehicle accidents, after which she complained increase in her symptoms. Period. She did have additional diagnostic studies as well. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency for the 2/12/10 accident remain the same and will be inserted as marked.